Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My favorite Rush song.
Yeah, I knew that. That wasn't just a random accident.
97.1 FM Talk, 307 DGS. Me and Rage and Tony and Sue and Taliban and Wiggins. That's the DGS. If you're new to it, let me just give you this advice. Give us a week. We had a guy complain the other day about a segment and thinking that it was too dirty. And I said, yeah, I feel you. Here's what this show is. You could take 10 different people who'd never heard the show and have them listen to 10 different segments from the same day and then ask them to describe what kind of show it was, and you would get vastly different shows. Oh, it's a political show. It's a show about religion. It's a dirty, sophomoric humor show. That really, truly, honestly is the show. It just goes from segment to segment, and sometimes within segments there will be three different things that we do, right?
Yep.
So you've been doing this a really long time, and you don't have to say this because I'm standing here, but there's never been a show quite like this one.
Oh, I totally agree.
Doesn't mean that it's the best show it's ever been. It just means that no one's ever done dirty stuff into religion, into politics. Uh-huh.
It's true.
You just don't.
That's why it's so great. But giving it a week is a great idea.
Yeah, give it a week. That's how I met Bulger, because he hated my show. He said that he just found it by accident way back when, 2008, 2007, and he would be leaving Rams camp, and he would turn it on, and he would just drive home MFing me, because he just hated me.
That is so funny.
And then he said one day it clicked, and he understood my humor, and he understood the dynamic between me and Tom, and there you go. Remember that guy, Rach? I don't know if you were on the show when the guy wrote the paper.
No.
There's a kid in college wrote a paper to the same effect. Like, I remember the flickering flames of white hot hatred on my cheeks when I would listen to the DGS.
Yeah.
So, or maybe it works in reverse. Like, you loved it, and now you're like, oh my God, I can't take 10 minutes of it.
You're right, though. A friend of mine listened, a female friend, and she said, wait, is that show? No, but it's somebody who knows Amy Who Poops and who had heard that I discussed it. She said, no, you didn't. Anyway, she tuned in and said, wow, is that the same show? Because I listened and it was totally politics.
Good. I like it.
So I'm like, yeah, it's everything.
Tony, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Fire away.
Why are you so sexy today?
I think the same thing.
I think we all agree.
Can't help it.
You got the whiskers going. You got the
He's
black
biting
t-shirt.
Biting his lip right now for the
love. Yeah, you're a little on the nose with that one over there, Chief.
He's like, no idea.
Why don't you just poke your nipples? I mean, I really meant dimples. I swear to God, I was picturing you doing this. Not this. This would be less sexy. Then he just started poking his nipples. I don't know. I guess he thinks that's attractive or something.
Whatever works.
Whatever works.
Yep. I don't know what you guys are looking at today. What you guys are talking about.
You're standing right over a vent.
Did you all at least think you had a look as in like,
no.
Oh, I got to get this person's attention.
No.
No.
No. Mm-mm.
No.
Never.
Oh, I know you did.
The only fashion trend I was ever ahead of.
No, I don't even mean like fashion trend.
If I have to look my best, like if I'm, like if you're going to look good,
okay.
You had a look. Like that, this is my go-to, I'm trying to look good right now, move.
Now that I know, understand the question, no. Never.
I bet you Andrew
You never had
did.
A shirt?
I bet he does too.
Oh, okay.
You never had a shirt? Like, that's my shirt.
No.
Okay. Tony, remember my shirt? Remember the blue silk shirt?
Oh, yeah.
that I, Sarah Markway, and always say, there it is. There's the shirt. I found it the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like a tent. we could both wear it. Get this, Sue.
That's hilarious.
It's the thinnest silk, I guess, silk-esque shirt, collared shirt. I would wear it for band gigs and outings, and it's always one button too many unbuttoned.
Oh, Dave.
Today I weigh about 178. I weighed about 238.
Whoa.
Yeah. But the shirt was magic. You'd put it on, and I'm like, I'm not fat. I'm super sexy.
Yes.
People want to see my giant for this man shirt. Boobs.
Thank God for this shirt.
Yeah, silk. Boy, that doesn't reveal anything.
Yeah. No undershirt. Uh-uh.
Silk is not flattering.
Not a forgiving fabric.
Not forgiving. No. Thank you. No. That's what I'm looking for.
Not accentuate the positive. No.
You know what you should wear if you're fat? Gingham. That's what you want.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is gingham?
Just kind of lean
like
in.
Like a little house on the prairie.
Yeah.
Kind of like a checkered plaid.
Like a sackcloth?
Yeah.
No, that's burlap.
Yeah. Burlap, that's what I like.
Dress like Jesus, wear a tupa. Everyone looks better in a tupa, right?
Ryan's gonna come in tomorrow wearing like a burlap hobbit pants. I heard these were in.
That's what Dave told me to do.
So tomorrow morning, I am at Lady Jane's Haircuts at Watson and Lindbergh from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Emo's Pizza, doesn't cost you nothing, and specials on haircuts and neck shaves, which I will be doing myself, and hot towel treatments.
You would so accidentally cut someone so badly if they let you do the shaves.
I don't know.
Dude, you'd like look at your phone or something and
well,
slip.
Well, this isn't false.
I'm going to wear jean shorts and see how far I can extend the definition of neck shave.
What? I know that's wrong, but it didn't make enough sense to really register why that was misogynist.
No. If you're doing the neck shaving, it's not misogynist at all.
Oh, I didn't realize I was doing it.
You said you were.
I didn't realize that I was sexually shaving you in some contrived way.
Yes.
Now I get the joke and it's quite disturbing. Ugh. So, Tony, you ever had like an old-fashioned sort of barber shop experience?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I had a long relationship.
What's his name?
Bill Finney.
Yeah.
He retired, but it was heartbreaking. But yeah, I had a decades-long relationship with my... And he was very old-fashioned.
Love it.
Straight razor, shave the back of your neck, hot lather. Yeah,
that's awesome.
The whole thing. And then when I started doing the... When I started shaving my head and just... growing my hair in the winter and shaving my head in the summer and not really needing to go to a barber anymore, I missed him. And then when James was born, I was so excited. I was like, oh, I can start bringing my boy to my barber. And I called him and he had retired.
Aww. Yeah. Man, that was the thing as a kid. Hans Barbershop in Wood River. And there was always a line. And when it was your turn, they would get that booster seat that was that material that's iridescent, you know, like metal flake looking.
Yep.
And they would, they'd wipe it off and they'd treat you like you're such a big man. And
yeah.
Mr. Glover, right. What are you having today?
Yeah, right this way, sir.
Take a little, you know, and they'd wrap that thing around your neck, the little deal. And it was magic. They had a soda machine with real glass 16-ounce sodas that went ka-chunk when you pulled it out.
That's awesome.
Ka-chunk.
Yeah, it was great. So what was it like for you ladies? As very young ladies, would your mom take you to some sort of parlor?
I'm from Grafton, so there was a woman who was a hairstylist who had like a salon in her basement that I would go to.
Very familiar.
But I would just get the normal cut. I didn't even put any sort of color on my hair until I was like 24 years old.
When did you start caring?
I started caring when I was probably around 12 or 13, I started being able to put the caring, being able to execute the caring within the last 5 years.
Gotcha. So relatively bad 10 years.
Yeah. I had a long, awkward stage.
Sue, how about you?
My mother, of course, had a friend who cut hair in her laundry room.
Wow.
Oh, it's nice. Bad. And she was in Crestwood. And they were attempting to give me, back in the day, the Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Oh, do you have pictures?
Oh, it's awful. Yeah.
I'd love to see him.
Oh, I spent years as Dorothy Hamill. And since
and
this
Sue
woman.
Thomas as Dorothy Hamill.
Did you want it?
Well, I don't know. It looked cute on her. Dave, it didn't look cute on me.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it was the laundry room version. Mm-hmm. So it never was quite.
Right, right.
Yeah. It was bad. I'll see if I can find something. So I just looked like a boy.
When I wanted nothing more than feathered hair in seventh grade,
uh-huh.
And my mom had a lady who had a basement salon, uh-huh. And so I went to her, and even though it was in her basement, I felt like I was going to a sex club. Like I just would run in and out. I was so, you know, I'm going to a lady for my hair. And she gave me hair tape. Anyone familiar?
Oh, yeah, the pink stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I slept in hair tape.
What?
Yes, which I now understand does absolutely zero.
That is correct.
Because you can't really train your hair. I just wanted it parted in the middle and feathered.
Yeah.
So bad.
Was this during the same period of time that your mom was curling your hair for you?
Just before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you trying to be a Charlie's Angel? Is that about the time frame?
I was trying to be Mark Steele. Mark Steele was the most beautiful man I've ever seen. He was in seventh grade. I had not as thin of hair as I do now, but it was thin. So my hair wasn't going to do much of anything, really. And Mark just had better hair than any girl I've met, and it feathered perfectly. That's what I wanted. It's one of those times, like, you don't realize in life that sometimes. That sounds like the Rolling Stones, but you just can't get what you want. Like, there was nothing going to give me that hair. But I didn't get that. I didn't understand that, like, oh, you have really thin, straw-like hair. It's not going to do that. I just kept working at it. So my mom, God love her, would every morning, and my dad was a union carpenter, World War II vet, and just didn't like sissies or Nancy boys. And here I am. I would secret sign my mom, go into my bedroom, plug in the curling iron. She would run in there and put some curls in so that my bangs would feather before my dad knew. And he's listening to the KMOX Morning March and putting sugar on top of his Frosted Flakes.
That's adorable.
So did he just not notice that your hair went from being pinned straight to feathered?
He wouldn't have noticed if I had an afro. No. He did not notice a lot.
No.
But one day he walked by and saw it happen. And my mom and I both screamed. I was on my knees. My mom's tiny. And I was on my knees. And we both screamed. And my mom burned me with the curling iron.
Oh, Dave.
So one side of my hair is totally curled. The other side is straight down like Dumb and Dumber. And I have a huge burn mark down my face. And my dad, once again, much like the monkey mask, just took it all in, walked away. That was a bad day.
Eric Estrada, that's what you were trying to do. Andy on WKRP.
You're saying a lot of names.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Andy, right? Yeah. I would have been fine with that.
Yep.
The guy that you were trying to emulate, this was a celebrity or somebody from high school?
It sounds like a seventh grader.
Seventh grade.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I was going for Eric Estrada and ended up with like Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, I understand. As a failed Dorothy Hamill, I feel you.
Yeah, you understand my pain. Mm-hmm,
I do.
Got this tweet earlier from Jacob. He said, I thought Dave didn't have Twitter. And then a link to someone saying, if you see me in the garage practicing my nunchucks with my Crocs on, just keep driving. I'm in the zone and I don't want you getting pregnant.
Wow. Certainly sounds like me.
Just nunchucks. That's your life.
So it's a ways away, but we have Senator Jim Talent coming up at 5:30. He's going to talk about Bolton and all this stuff going on. Isn't it crazy? I don't want to get into the politics here, but it's crazy to me that whoever is telling the truth, whoever is lying, whatever the dispute, that President Trump and John Bolton, two grown-ass men with like the joint ability to start wars and nuke people are having a fight that I would be embarrassed of Phoebe having with a friend. Like, I fired him. No, you didn't. I quit. What are you, quitting Burger King here?
I never liked her anyway.
It's crazy. It's insane to me.
I'm going to fire you. You can't fire me. I quit. No, I fired you first. No, I quit first. You heard it. I quit first.
These are people who conduct wars. It's insane.
I blame the president more than I blame John Bolton, though, because if you're John Bolton and you had this position And you, for whatever reason, it goes down, and either you resign because you knew it wasn't going well, or the president fired you or whatever. To see a tweet to the whole country come out that says, I fired John Bolton today because I hated all of his suggestions, and so did everybody else in the administration. I don't blame John Bolton for saying, like, hey, that's not true. I resigned, and I'm sure some people agreed with him. I'm sure it wasn't. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been there for so long.
Everyone hated John Bolton.
So, you know, I agree that it's back and forth or whatever. And this is just that. This is that typical Trump thing that we were talking about. If I could take away that part of Trump and leave the policies and the leave the things, his actions in place, it would be so much better. But he's the one. Maybe he did this. Maybe he does this one on purpose. Maybe he didn't do it on purpose. Maybe he just can't help himself. He has to throw something in there. But hey, Security Advisor John Bolton, I asked for his resignation. He turned it in today. We'll have a new one next week. I don't think you hear from. I think that happens, and you don't hear from John Bolton. I don't think this thing goes back and forth. But you throw in the I fired him because I hated all of his suggestions, and so did everybody else. John Bolton's like, I just want everybody to know that's not how it went
this
down.
This is an honest question. I'm not framing this. Who so far has aligned themselves with the president and come out better? I'm guessing maybe Sarah Huckabee. She may be a governor.
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee. Nikki Haley.
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, women that he hates because he's sexist. So terrible, too. Hope Hicks got out of there pretty clean.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say she's better. I wouldn't say Kellyanne's better off, other than we all know her name. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, she's
Huckabee's
she's
a great example.
The first woman to ever run a presidential campaign.
But there have been a lot of people.
I mean, that's a
who
big
had
time
really good
her.
Reputations, who went in and came out bad.
Yeah, some unfairly, and some because of the president's crap.
Everybody leaves on pretty bad terms, I think is the point of what you're saying, right?
For the most part. And then he's like, Melania doesn't like you.
He's done
Mike
wonders
doesn't
for,
like you.
He's done wonders for Scaramucci.
Ivanka doesn't like you.
He was only there for 5 days.
If Bolton will become a more Muppet-looking Scaramucci. I wonder if he's going to write a book and go on the circuit and be like, this guy's nuts.
Bolton was a weekly... Like every Thursday on Kennedy's show and some other shows.
Yeah,
and was
I remember.
Very John Bolton.
Yeah.
Very hawkish.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll go back to being, you know, to having those regular spots on all the different shows that he was on before. And I wonder how much he will peel back the curtain.
Just to show how bull crap most media outlets are, CNN hated John Bolton. Hated him.
Oh, now they're going to love him.
Everybody
hated him.
Go look at CNN.com. It's already just glowing things about John Bolton, how he got screwed over by Trump. They hated him a week ago.
And listen, if you are not a extremely conservative, pro-military, solve our problems with force person,
let's
then
invade
you
Canada.
Then you should hate John Bolton because that's who he is. He is not the kind of person that would or should be liked by anybody on the left.
You know who is looked at,
and now they're all like embracing him.
You know who is looked at for Secretary of Defense? Jim Talent.
Yeah,
we could be talking to the next Secretary of Defense in a couple hours.
He should have been.
He's on the list.
I wish he would have been. Yeah, he was on the list last time.
Yeah.
I wish he would have gotten that gig, and I hope he gets it this time.
I doubt he wants any part of that.
I think he does.
Oh, I think he does, too. I think he does.
We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to grill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put him on the spot.
I think he would love.
We'll shove him up against the locker. Talent.
I think he would love to have to be that engaged in what is happening in the world again.
I'm just not sure that he would want to, back to the original point, go into the grinder that is the Trump administration.
I don't know. Knowing Jim, as we do, if anybody could
reason with him,
could guide or if it starts to go bad, he could get out. If anybody could get out clean or at the right time without getting any of that, you know, bad stuff on him, then I think it would be Jim Talent.
Last time the job was open, he was saying stuff. I think I was filling in on Mark Cox's show back then or something. But I remember him saying, yeah, you know, I would listen. I would listen to anybody who wanted to talk to me. That was his his sort of...
Speaking of Mark Cox, thank you, Mark, for sending me a birthday greeting the other day.
Aw,
yeah,
that's nice.
Very sweet. Unexpected. Mark and I are buddies, but not like close friends. And he sent me a text during the show, and I thought that was very nice.
Oh, cool.
He's very sweet.
Okay, it made me cry.
Yeah.
And I'm attracted to him.
Yeah.
And I will open mouth kiss him at the wine and whiskey deal.
Oh, good.
All of those things, though, are not difficult
to
achieve.
That's the VIVIP. Come see Mark and Dave oil wrestle. See, that's just how fast the whole thing goes in the crap room.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Talking about John Bolton, and now I'm gaying it up with Mark Cox.
Suddenly you're standing there. Dripping in oil and looking around going, all I did was say happy birthday to the guy. 10 minutes later.
You gotta be careful.
Where did he even get this oil pit?
Remind me next year. Jeez.
You can get tickets to Wine, Whiskey, and Dine at 971talk.com/events and wrestle.
Yeah. The last time Mark and I did this, it was nuts. It was nutbag. So many people, like, just what it says. There's just whiskey tables and wine tables and food tables and
the wrestling pit.
The wrestling pit. Mm-hmm. It's going to break out. It's one of those things like the two toughest guys in junior high. We're just going to circle each other for about an hour. Mm-hmm. We're just going to throw down.
Look, are you mornings or are you afternoons? Pick a side.
Pick a side. Mm-hmm. Get the baby oil. Wayne's is really enjoying this.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, what I'm picturing is you walking up, having said all this to Mark Cox, and attempting an open mouth kiss, Mark not being in on any of it.
He's in on it.
971talk.com/events is where you can get the tickies.
I have a confession to make. I did a selfish thing today for a very grade school reason. Becky bought everybody Chick-fil-A today.
Thank
very,
you,
very
Becky.
Nice. And even though I had just had lunch, I got in line. And even though I knew I wouldn't eat any of it, I took 2 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And they're still sitting on my desk, and I feel guilty for it.
Yeah.
But it was just one. What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about those.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where it's like, oh my God, this is like something of real value. I should take some.
Dude, I'm so greedy when it comes to especially great food like that.
So you feel me?
I mean, Chick-fil-A is a great treat to order for everybody. And I had also eaten, but I got myself a plate. I got myself a side sandwich, which has not been touched yet. And then I was out there talking to Andrew, and all I could think was, you should just go and see if there's any left that you could hoard, even though you're not hungry and you don't need it. You're just being greedy and selfish.
Here's my weirdest example of this. When I was in about 5th grade, there was someone giving away Bibles, just little zip-up Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I don't know what got into me, but I wanted to get as many as I could. So what I would do is as you were going out of school, they were handing them to you. And I swear to God, this is how weird I was and am. I walked by the first time they handed me a Bible, and I ran around the school, and I came out again, and I changed my hair. I, like, moved it around. I'm like, oh, is this King James?
Why did you want them?
I just to hoard them just because someone was giving
free,
them away.
Yeah.
I ended up with, like, 8 little Bibles.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Don't give an extra Bible to the kid with the Groucho glasses on.
And Dave, then what do you do with them? You've got 8 Bibles.
You just take them home.
There was a strange young man that said that there were Bibles being given away down the hall. I just decided to come and get one.
I just encountered a mustachioed gentleman who had 7 small zip-up Bibles. Perchance, what must one do to get the God's word?
Look, kid, we knew it was you. Here's your other Bible.
Oh, they completely, they're like, what, this little freak.
Yeah. Give him another Bible.
I guess we can't refuse to give him a Bible.
No. Look, no, that's not the same kid. His hair looks slightly different.
Now he's pretending to have a limp.
You should have taken like 20 of them and then 10 feet away, set up your own little booth where you're giving away Bibles.
Bibles, 25 cents.
Selling them.
Buying Bibles.
Word of God. Word of God right here. Anybody need the Word of God?
What's the company that brings all the Bibles to hotels?
Gideon.
Gideon. Do they still do that? Are they still allowed to do that?
Yeah, they still do it.
Nice.
I think I know the head of the Gideons in St. Louis.
Whoa, cool.
Did you almost write comedy for him?
Yeah,
no, I didn't. I will tell you what, though.
Footnotes in the
when
Bible.
I met him, he wasn't the head. Now he is.
There gotcha. You go.
Yeah.
He got in on the ground floor.
That means Ryan did things for his career.
Yeah, I got it.
That's what he's getting at.
Oh.
That's the power he has.
Oh.
Helping the Gideons.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, wow.
Come on in, brother.
Waka waka bano. Waka waka bano. Waka waka wow.
You don't like the bubbly? That's still the best. I say that to myself every day.
Who'd you say that to?
I think she said it to you.
No, it was
Andrew. Oh, Record.
Ryan Record.
Record.
Ryan
Record.
Yeah, Record.
Come That's on it. In.
Come
brother.
On in, brother. Baka baka bam. Can you play that? Make us happy. Welcome back, guys. DGS 345. Coming up 4 o'clock, we have headlines and what's on at 5 today?
Kane. WWE.
Kane the wrestler. So you're either super into that or super not. And then we have Jim Talent, basically the same guy as Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have one of our friends and clients, Andy from Smart Mouth. Good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
I just asked Andy a non-ironic question. Can I desensitize myself to Smart Mouth because I use about 10 travel packs a day?
The answer is no.
Oh, thank God.
So, I was afraid
I'd end up in some sort of like mouth rinse rehab.
He's always talking about the activated zinc ions, though. You think you have some sort of edge with these over other people?
I happen to know I do because I was diagnosed with zinc ionism when I was a child. If you put me in water and then drink it,
now it's making more sense.
Same kind of thing. So, tell us the story. I know the story, but tell my people the story.
This company was started up by my father-in-law, who was a dentist, Dr. Marvin Cohen, and he set out to basically cure bad breath. And
which must have sounded pretty foolish back then.
Yes, but he was more of an entrepreneurial type guy, wanting to find answers that other people couldn't find. So he set out to become really the expert on bad breath, and that's how he was introduced to the technology and got the rights to it. So many years back, and we've been selling this product for, 20 years, just had a tremendous amount of success with the basic technology of what it does.
And no business just like out of the gate. You're gazillionaires. There's all the stories about Colonel Sanders got 10,000 no's before he got a yes. Tell me about the first days of this when you're competing with, like, the Scopes and the Listerines, where people are just patting you on the head like, oh, it's cute, son, but no sale.
Right. Well, I mean, it's tough starting out because we're in a situation, small business, amazing technology, but we don't have a war chest of funds to go out and advertise it. We're like the opposite of J&J or P&G.
Yeah.
You know, they can have a Me Too product and just advertise the hell out of it and make a success. So you've got to earn it, you know, little by little, you've got to earn your shelf space. And, it just takes a lot. I mean, there's the good side of all that is we can move pretty fast. So when we need to change something or modify something, we can do it very, very quickly, where they have a whole building full of people.
Yeah. Idiots. That's what we call them. So, tell us about, you just said that you had your best week ever at Walmart, so obviously things are going well.
Right. We've been on a roll here really for the last 3 or 4 years.
About the time we met.
That's right, exactly. We've come out with a number of new products, and the focus here today is really one of our existing products, our clinical DDS formula that's been out for a few years. But what we would receive is all this feedback from dentists, periodontists that couldn't understand what happened to their patient when all of a sudden their patient only, the difference was this product. So, you know, we knew anecdotally that we had something that from a periodontal disease was a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Better than anything really out there, except for maybe a prescription. And, when you look at the marketplace, 50% of adults in the U.S. have periodontal disease, meaning bleeding gums, gingivitis, you know, heavy plaque, that kind of a thing. So we knew that, you know, we could really make some headway. And it's done very well in its own right. But then here recently, in the last couple of weeks, a study was published here through St. Louis University Perio School and SIU Edwardsville Dental School that compared our clinical DDS to chlorhexidine, which is a prescription strength or prescription product, period.
Which kind of sucks.
Yes.
I mean, it works, so, but it's got some downsides.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a prescription, number one, so you've got 2 weeks of use. It stains teeth something terrible. So if you're a hygienist or dental, they hate it,
yeah.
You know, that aspect of it. It's loaded with alcohol.
Tastes bad.
It tastes horrific, not just bad. It's horrible. And so the study that was published basically says that we're as effective as chlorhexidine without all those downside things.
And so you can use it as long as
you want.
You
can stay on it as long as you want. It's, you know, you can find it nationwide. You can buy it over the counter. And it's really big news for not just patients or consumers, but dental professionals who have to deal with that.
They don't want to prescribe that crap.
So it's a grand slam now that we have that support behind us.
I can't begin to tell you, like, around here, how many people, like Tim Convey,
He bit the inside of his cheek, and he was telling us he wanted to go to the doctor, and we gave him a bottle of Smart Mouth. This was on a Friday. By Monday, he was completely healed up, and he was like, thank you guys so much. I don't have to go to the doctor now, because it wasn't healing on its own.
Yeah, right. We just story after story like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the science is moving towards, you know, make a big deal about the zinc ion, but it's a big deal, mm-hmm. and more and more, you know, it's being thought of as the thing that allows healing to happen on its own. You know, it's not an antibiotic. It's not a killer necessarily, but it gets in the way of certain things from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes sense from a healing standpoint.
So you have the regular, you have the DDS, you have the dry mouth, which people have for lots of different reasons. Do you want to talk about your new venture?
The new venture?
Yeah. The one for
breath
the...
Vet?
Yes.
You
don't have
well,
to.
Yeah. We'll hold that for later.
Okay.
So just know there's stuff thing. Cooking.
We'll just right. say this. It would be good for Wiggins.
Right. What would...
So. Yeah, what does that mean? Is that a clue to anything?
You'll find out.
Okay.
People are putting it together.
Wait a minute. You guys, I didn't know... This is a St. Louis company, is what you're telling me?
It is.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. This stuff is awesome. I got some from Rachel, and I like the toothpaste. I like the mouthwash. The whole thing is fantastic. I didn't even know it was local.
Okay. You know what's going to happen now?
She's going to get the
She's going to take our
account.
Gig. Yeah.
I'm not going to take the
she's
account.
Over there like,
I didn't even know it was
Rach
here.
Rach and I are the national spokespeople, and now she's over there doing the whole fantastic.
She's like, I didn't even know that it
Smart mouth.
Would bind to the bacteria in your mouth.
Zinc ions!
Prevent it from eating protein
this?
And producing
We've
sulfur
received
gas.
Our last check.
I just like
I had just
it.
Joined the show, and I found out you guys were this national spokesperson for Smart Mouth, and I was at a barbecue with a couple of people I didn't really know that well from church, and I went to use the restroom, and I saw they had Smart Mouth in the restroom, and I'm like, oh, good, a point of conversation, because I don't know these people. So I told them, hey, I'm working with the national spokespeople for Smart Mouth now, and it went the exact opposite way I was expecting. I thought they'd talk about the show, and oh, yeah, you got a new job. Okay, cool. And then he just goes, oh, yeah, I've got really bad breath.
Hey, this is the product for him. I'm telling you.
That's what I told him.
He had shamed him.
Yes. He just went into full shame mode.
So it's everywhere, literally.
Yeah. I mean, 60,000 retail stores.
Oh, my Lord.
Walmart, Walgreens, CVS.
Jeez.
Locally, Deerbergs and Schnucks. It's really everywhere.
Yeah.
And Sue mentioned our toothpaste. That's recently national. So
nice.
Once you try that, you'll never go back.
Love it.
You know.
So where do people, smartmouth.com/Glover, get a couple bucks off, right? A
couple bucks off there. And also, I want to mention for dentists or dental professionals,
mm-hmm.
that they should go to our webpage, go up in the right-hand corner, and click on professional, and they'll get a lot of, we've got a great dental program that they can get a part of, too.
So. Excellent. Well, thank you for supporting the show, and Rach and I, we really appreciate it.
Likewise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.